That time of the week when we scour the internet and we try to find the most random and weird missed connections. You know, people who maybe had an experience with another person, but were not in the right spot or mindset to get a name and number.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe it wasn't convenient. You couldn't, like, ask for their name or number, put it in your phone, whatever. So what do? You do a little typey-typey and send it out into the universe, and then we bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections.
May I?
Yes, please, Kelly.
You crushed my house, but looked good doing it.
Okay.
Woman for man.
Okay.
You, cute guy in the giant boom lift working construction outside my apartment complex.
Okay.
Me, girl cooking fake and bacon when your lift accidentally came crashing through the roof of my apartment.
Oh, dang.
Wow.
Jeez.
At least, I think it was on accident. Maybe you were feeling the same thing I was.
Oh.
Speaking of feeling, I think you broke my toe. But I also think we made a serious connection. Hey, yo. I could see the passion and intensity in your eyes as you looked down at me through the hole in my roof.
Oh, my gosh.
Too bad your boss, the police, and paramedics separated us so fast.
Oh.
Could we do coffee sometime? Also, could you cover my medical bills?
Right. Dang. All right.
That's an experience.
That is an experience. One for
Craigslist missed connections.
This one's titled The Blonde at the Laundromat, Man for Woman. You were the sexy blonde at the laundromat last night.
Uh-huh.
I was the guy who was folding other people's laundry into various origami shapes.
Hang on. Why are we folding other people's laundry?
You'll get to it.
Okay.
He continues. I call it laundrigami.
Laundrigami.
This serves multiple purposes, most of which make no sense. So I'll only mention the ones that do.
Gotcha.
First and foremost, it's nice to come back to the laundromat and find your freshly dried clothes folded neatly by a stranger.
Is it? I mean, kind of, but again, stranger, ew, I don't know.
It's even nicer to come back to find your favorite t-shirt folded in the shape of a swan.
Oh, wow.
Even if that one does require a few staples.
I'm sorry, back of the truck up, we're stapling? No, I don't think, last time I checked, and I'm not an expert, but we don't staple in origami.
Or your underwear folded in the shape of a Spanish armada.
Oh, gosh, not the underwear. Don't touch the underwear. That is not, no.
A red bra, bam, Golden Gate Bridge. Don't even need to fold those. I just create a tiny roll plaza on one side out of one of those tiny 50-cent detergent boxes and add cars, you know, regular M&Ms for those, peanut M&Ms for the SUVs.
Wow, this guy has a lot of time to spend at the laundromat.
Apparently, not realizing their significance, you ate several of my cars.
Oh, dang.
Like some modern-day laundromat Godzilla. Anyway, you left for a while as your clothes were drying. I'd love to know what you thought of the sock panda.
The sock panda? I don't know. I don't want to see it.
I'm telling you, this guy has a talent that just needs to be shown to the world.
He's doing this with other people's clothes.
And he did it with hers, too.
Oh, gosh. She's not coming back.
So whether you think you found the love of your life working the boom lift, crashing through the roof of your apartment, or he's folding your socks into a sock panda.
Or making a swan out of your favorite t-shirt. I think without the stapling, I want to see it a little.
Yeah. It can only be love with
Craigslist missed connections.
Wow.
Yep.